Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for iPad Today is provided by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com.
Coming up, it's a Read Later Showdown. Walk the plank!
Walk the plank!
Something like that.
Cut the rope!
Yeah.
Plus, Twitter music is live.
Yeah.
I'm dying to find out what you think about it. Facebook chat heads come to iOS and Yahoo's actually getting better looking.
Yeah, it's...
Maybe it's had too many beers.
Maybe so. Yahoo goggles.
Yeah.
It's a new thing.
Yep.
Sheeps are going to teach your kids some math. All that on iPad Today.
iPad Today is brought to you by Go to My PC from Citrix. Go to My PC connects you directly to your Office Mac or PC from any other computer and from your iPad or iPhone too. Sign up for a 30-day free trial today at gotomypc.com. Use the promo code iPad. And by Hulu Plus. Watch as many TV shows as you want anytime, anywhere on your devices, all streamed instantly to you. Visit huluplus.com/twit to start your free 2-week trial. That's the full word, huluplus.com/twit. Or visit twit.tv and click the Hulu Plus banner. And by Rackspace, the open cloud company. At Rackspace, build what you want, where you want, how you want it. All backed up by their world-renowned fanatical support. Try it today. Download the open cloud at rackspace.com/open.
Sheeps?
Two? There's two of them?
There are many
sheeps. Plural
sheeps? Yeah, like fishes or...
Fish?
Or deers.
Deer. Sheep.
Or...
Do you say fishes? I say fishes. Is fishes wrong?
Yeah. Okay. School of fish.
Fish. Fish is already plural.
But sheeps, that's correct. Obviously. I wouldn't say something
Hello,
wrong.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show where we discuss the latest, greatest stuff for the iPad, help you get the most out of it.
That's right.
Play with it. We love the iPad. If you love the iPad, this is the show for you. Sarah Lane is here.
I am. I'm always here, and so are you. And you look really nice today. I asked you earlier.
You said that, and I thought,
I said,
my God,
why
I should,
you all, you know,
I should
you
wear my Hiya Karate cologne more often.
Well, sometimes you wear, like, blankets and weird stuff. Today you've got this nice pressed shirt.
Wait a minute. That's what you think of me?
Sometimes
I'm wearing a blanket?
Well, sometimes you have worn blankets.
With a hole in the top and just pull over my head?
It's like a Snuggie, like an iPad Snuggie.
We call that, as John is pointing out, a poncho.
A poncho, of course.
I actually did wear, my mom's a weaver.
Yeah.
And I did wear a lot ponchos to high school. And I had a certain, it was like a rug. There was no armhole. It was just like a rug
with
a hole in it you put over. And your arms come out because it's the, you know, just, it ends here.
What is it about high school and ponchos? Because the boys did that at my high school, too. I think it had something to do with like, hey, cerveza, look, the poncho,
no,
woo.
I don't know. I think I could have charged my mother with cruelty because she made me wear ponchos.
I don't think she was making you wear them.
No.
They're easy to take off.
Yeah, I know.
You just wear a t-shirt underneath.
I had a lot of ponchos.
Just a whole.
I was a whole look. And the other thing, I wore a lot of overalls. Did the boys in your high school wear overalls too?
No, but the girls did.
Yeah. Overalls are cute.
There were a few years in there where overalls with like heels actually happened.
That's a nice look.
No.
We talked about that earlier.
No, it
jeans
isn't.
With heels, whether you thought that was a good idea. You don't like even jeans with heels.
What are you talking about?
Oh,
I
you
wear
do
jeans
like
with
that.
Heels constantly.
That's right. It was somebody else that didn't like it. Talking about you.
Well,
you're wearing
them.
Jeans with
screw them. I don't know what's up. I'm not wearing jeans with heels today.
Jeans with sandals.
Well, I'm old now, so heels, you know,
no,
I don't wear unless I have to.
I like it. Jeans
I
with
too.
Heels. I'm all in favor. Overalls with heels, even better.
Well, okay.
It's a look.
It's sure.
That's a look. Anyway, it's thank you. You know what the story is? I got my shirts back from the cleaners story, so I'm wearing them.
Well, that's really nice.
Medium starch hangers, in case you ever want to know.
Very nice, yeah.
Like you'd like to
good
buy
stuff.
Me a gift certificate to the dry cleaners.
Okay, yeah, for your next birthday, that's what I'm going to get you. Something crazy, you know, $50 for the dry cleaner. I mean...
All right. What is our topic of the day, Ms. Lane?
Topic of the day is something that we decided in last week's show, and we were going to...
Oh, I'm excited about
pretty
this.
...pretty much pit Instapaper and readability and Pocket, formerly Read It Later, against each other. Now, to just kind of figure out how are they really all good and bad in their own ways?
And I should point out, we mentioned this, and I've been using it a lot, that Safari has its built-in offline reading feature.
Correct.
So as you're browsing around, and it works on the desktop as well as on iOS, right? Mm-hmm. You can just say, I want to save this for later, and it will save it for later. That's probably not an ideal. I should pick something that has something interesting.
In fact, I think the Safari, that feature is called Read Later.
Read Later, which makes it confusing. Because we got readability.
Well, I think that's part of the reason Pocket changed their name. And by the way, Pocket has been Pocket for a year now, so we don't have to keep saying, formally read it later.
Read it later.
I feel like we got it, but it has been a year.
Let me just, I have such a boring page up, it's just a login. Let me just go to Facebook, how about that? That wouldn't be a good example, because usually it's something that's a long article. You know where I do this a lot is Ars Technica. There's a good example of a place where they tend to have kind of long, thoughtful articles.
Yeah.
And you know that abbreviation you see all the time, TL semicolon DR?
Too long didn't read.
Too long didn't read.
Yeah.
Frequently I'll see something, oh gosh, I really want to read this, but it's too long to read right now. So what you do in Safari on iOS, this is built in, you already have this, you just, maybe you don't know it, under the share icon, add to reading list.
A reading list, that's what it's called.
Yeah, but what's nice is this reading list is saving this, and there's also this reader button right here. And now this is the reader version of it. So it does the same thing as some of these other programs where it cleans it up. Notice it's taking the ads out. I don't know how people like Ars Technica feel, because that's all the way they make money. But it takes all of that stuff out. And then you can save it in that form to your reading list and read it. This is what...
At another time.
At another time. This is what Instapaper... Pocket and readability do.
Yeah, and exactly. I remember when this version of iOS came out and everyone went, oh, Instapaper, well, that's the end of that. Now it's built into Safari. And that's simply not the case. In fact, Instapaper has more standalone app competitors than it had before.
And that's the key.
Yeah.
Is that, yes, if you're only reading stuff in Safari... You know, reading list is easy.
Reading list, yeah, add to reading list.
But, how many times are you in some other, like Flipboard? I use Instapaper all the time with Flipboard.
Well, and that's one of the neat things about Flipboard is that it will give you Instapaper, readability, or Pocket.
You get to choose.
In fact, if I go into my settings here, I will show you how you quickly adjust those settings. I've got Instapaper marked as Read It Later, but I can also sign into Pocket or Readability. You have to sign in every time you switch.
But you're going to pick one, and it will, by default, always save it to that one.
Exactly. What I decided to do, because we had mentioned last week, well, you know, if it's just an article, for example, I saved the same few articles to each. We'll start with Instapaper, because it's kind of the oldest one.
Good. Oh, this is so good.
This is kind of fun, right? Yeah. So this was like something from Eater. This is just
clean.
It's a little blurb. We've got some clickable links here that are hyperlinked. We've got some blue text.
Here's a nice feature for my mom and older people who want bigger text.
Yeah.
Up in the right-hand corner, you can change the font size. Which you can sometimes do on a web page, but this makes it much, much easier.
Correct.
You even can change the font.
Yeah, the font, the brightness. There are quite a few things about this. You can make it your own for sure. But it's pretty clean. I mean, it is what it is. This is just a very short article from a publication that I read all the time. If I go into Pocket and look at that same article, say, okay, well, how is Pocket different? How does Pocket look better?
Now, all of these have apps.
Yes.
So this is, you're using the Pocket app to read an article.
I am using the Pocket app. So this
I like the presentation before you went to this page. It's almost a Flipboard-like presentation of articles, which I think was kind of cool.
And what's kind of cool is you go, okay, well, all right,
TLDR.
I noticed the headline. Mm-hmm. What's interesting is, for whatever reason, there's no image associated. I saw one on Instapaper.
It was there,
But I don't see one here. I see all the same kind of clickable links. It's very, you know, you see the byline for the author is in kind of a different place. I can look at how this would look on the original page. That's sort of nice to be able to flip back and forth between the two. And then, of course, like Instapaper, you've got some options for making the text bigger, changing the way, you know, if it's left aligned or justified, that sort of thing.
You can't change the font. I do like this white on black feature, though.
Yeah.
Some people find it easier to read that way.
That's true. I never want that.
No, but people with low vision and others would sometimes like that capability.
Yeah, very true.
Nice feature.
Yeah, and then you've got sort of this nice, this is kind of a, you almost can't tell on this camera, but
right.
It's more of a like an off-white.
This is
the
formerly known as Read It Later Pocket.
That's right.
Now, there is one feature of this that I like, which is it's cross-platform. I can use this on Android. I cannot use Instapaper on Android.
God, Instapaper still isn't...
Well, maybe he's added it.
I don't think so.
Marco doesn't like Android, I don't think, so that's part of the problem.
Gosh, you know, I
haven't checked.
I guess I just almost assumed that at this point
now,
it had happened. But yeah, it had gone on a long time. All right, so let's move over to readability. Again, we'll just look at this really, really simple little blurb article. Okay, so this is readability. I'm now looking at the article. You've got the image back again. The clickable text is in a different color than the two. I can quickly switch over to the web view. Okay, I can say done. I'm back in here.
A third party has written Instapaper for Android.
Oh, okay.
$3.
Oh, all right. Well, okay.
That's because there's an API.
Sure. Yeah, I guess he's
that
like,
makes sense.
Makes more sense.
Yep.
So you can, again, you can screw around with the text a little bit, make the text size bigger. You can make the column width a little bit different. Looks like, yeah, you can change the font to make it your own. So these all tend to work kind of the same way. However, it gets a little bit different when you've got an article that has multimedia components.
That's interesting.
Yeah, so this was just sort of like, I don't know, a paragraph with some hyperlinks, right? If you go into now an article, this was a TechCrunch article that's talking about Yahoo's new weather app, which we're going to talk about later in the show. This is me looking at that article in Instapaper. Now, everything looks very nice, blah, 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 blah. But then you get to a point where I'm reading this. So here, just check out this quick demo video. Where's the demo video?
Where is that?
Maybe it's at the bottom. Mm. No.
No, I understand that.
There's just
that
no
because
video at all.
The idea of these, and I think Marco invented this with Instapaper. I think this was the first. The idea of these is you want to clean out the cruft, and that may include video, even images. Certainly advertising.
Well, but that, it really depends on the article. I mean, part of this article was like, look at this short clip of how the new Yahoo weather app looks.
Right.
And you sort of go like, gosh, do I have to go back to the original page? Now, you could do that. You could jump into the original article by opening in your browser. But that's a little cumbersome, right?
Yeah.
So what are my other options? Well, if I open up the same thing in Pocket... Here's, first of all, Pocket looks nicer, I think, right out of the gate, if you like that sort
it
of
is pretty.
The tile interface.
Yep.
I now see this is an image from that article, and here's the same article from TechCrunch, and it opens, and here we've got the demo video embedded. I can go ahead and play that, and it plays in line, which is nice. So that just makes more sense to me for the purposes.
That's really interesting, isn't it?
Yeah. The rest of it is...
It's still uncrufted. I mean, it's still clean.
It's still clean, but it doesn't strip out images.
Yeah.
Now, finally, readability. What do we got here? What's it going to look like? And you go ahead and open up this TechCrunch article about Yahoo. Let's jump up to the top.
That's pretty.
This is actually the best one yet.
That's pretty.
Look, it's actually in widescreen, the way that it's supposed to look.
That's always been my sense, by the way, that readability is the prettiest of the three.
Well, it certainly looks the nicest in
the
this,
article.
In this,
the article
yeah.
is what I'm caring about, not so much the table of contents, which is not as pretty.
No, the table of contents on readability is, I mean, it looks a lot like a nice, clean RSS app,
right.
Doesn't it?
Now, Pocket lets you go to the web page, as you pointed out.
They all do. Yeah.
So readability. So if you say... Watch the video.
Sure.
You can always go to the webpage and
you
watch
can.
The video.
Yeah, I guess it just all depends on how you like it to
like
look
the,
for the most
I
part.
I like the presentation with everything in it. I think that's the way to do it.
I think so, too. Now, another thing is Instapaper is not free. It's $4 for the iPad app.
I don't mind that. He deserves it. He was free for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
The apps have always been the way he's made his money on that.
Yeah.
Instapaper has one feature that I really like. I don't know if Pocket, you could tell me, maybe Pocket and Readability have it. Instapaper, you could set up to automatically, on a weekly basis, let's say, email everything to your Kindle. And now I can read it on the Kindle. Now, admittedly, video and images aren't going to come through very well, but if what you're looking at is text. So basically, I can use Instapaper to make a Kindle magazine after the fact You know, and once a week I can check my Kindle magazine and read it. I really liked Instapaper for that reason.
You know what Pocket has also introduced, and this is brand new. It just got updated yesterday or today even, is new send to friend stuff. So, for example,
like
you sort of see right here.
Sharing.
Up at the top of my Pocket articles that I'm about to look at. If you want to look at my app, share from Pocket. I've got something where I could go like, oh, yeah, cool. All right. Well, who am I going to share it to? Right. So this is kind of funny. Pocket is basically trying to teach me how to share with friends. But I can say, all right, well, would I like to add something to my list? Would I like to enable push notifications? Sure. Okay. Actually, I don't really want that. But if I go back to all of my articles here and I want to...
See, I like to share. I mean, I think that's a big part of why
yeah.
I read stuff.
But you actually have basically your own little Pocket inbox now. So if you and I were both Pocket users...
You could send me stuff to my
yeah.
Pocket.
Yeah. So it wouldn't be...
Oh, I like that. It's not sending via email. It's sending
no.
it to my Pocket. I like it. But you would need my Pocket handle for
yeah.
that to work.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. But if we're both using it, then that just makes more sense. It's just way less cumbersome than emailing to somebody, which is... I mean, that works too. They haven't stripped out that functionality. They just have others as well, which is kind of cool. You can also... Especially with... Pocket really has the kind of multimedia thing down where I can search by video or images or articles. You know, if I'm just in the mood to look at Stefan, which is something that I had saved to Pocket a while ago, I can go ahead and say, like, wait, I know it's in here somewhere. I don't remember where it is in my list. Let's just strip out everything except videos. And of
is there
it
search
is.
As well? Or could yeah. you search for Stefan? Okay.
Well, I mean, you can search by
I don't have that much
type.
Stuff, I guess, in my pockets.
Well,
do you delete stuff or do you just leave it there forever?
Well, you can.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I use this stuff, all of these services. I actually use Instapaper. That's the one that I used first, and so that's
exactly.
always my default.
Me too, yeah.
But it's not necessarily because it's always the best. As you can see, all these apps have their own strengths.
It's
now,
funny because...
Pocket and Readability are both free.
Right.
So if you've never used Instapaper...
The app is free and the service is free.
Right,
yeah.
So if you've never used Instapaper and you're like, well, why would I pay $4? I really like the look of Readability better. This just looks nicer. You can certainly do that. Readability also has some cool stuff. It's got top reads and long form picks. So it'll suggest, like, hey, do you have a while?
Right.
Here's some longer form.
This is from the long form site, which
sure.
is a great site.
Or the New Yorker yeah. or Esquire. I mean, they've got some, they pull in from content that's sort of known to be the Never Ending Nightmare of Amanda Knox on Rolling Stone. Maybe I'm like, gosh, you know, I've got some time.
Yeah.
I've got some time to kill.
I
actually
that.
Want to read this.
Rolling
it's
Stone
take
is
a, while.
A very good example of a place where you'd really want one of these programs because
mm-hmm.
there are great and I've used Instapaper many times with the Rolling Stone articles. I gotta read that, gotta save that.
Well, and we've showed off the Rolling Stone app, which is actually surprisingly somewhat new. It was only offered in the last couple of months as a nice native iPad app, and it's lovely, but it's all, you know, it's splashy. You got photos, you got interactivity, you got videos, you got audio. And maybe you just want an article here and there, and so these are all great apps in order to read some of that long-form stuff.
It's hard to pick one over the other. They're so similar. I think much of what I am looking for is aesthetics, and I think that's why I like Readability now. But I, for historic reasons, I've been using Instapaper forever.
Yeah.
Marco, the creator of Instapaper, Marco Arment, is such a polarizing force. Some people... insist on using Instapaper. I'm one of them because I want to support Marco. Then there's mm-hmm. also people, and I saw something in the chat room, I'll never use it because it's Marco's. So it's a very, it's
oh,
funny.
Really?
He's become such a personality, which is rare with a developer, but he's become such a well-known personality that people actually decide on the app based on him.
Well, we had somebody tweeting at us the other day. I don't know if you noticed this, who said, you know, Instapaper is the worst. The developer is completely abandoned it. And I was like, well, I know that's not true.
No.
That's crazy.
That's
if you look in the App Store, the last time it was updated was like December.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that seems like, well, it, you know, maybe ripe for some bug fixes or something, but that's certainly not true. And you know who we can't forget to mention is Clayton Morris, friend of Twits, read quick.
This is cool.
That you, it that took I, you a while to warm up
I didn't,
to,
well,
right?
I didn't get the point of it. Now that I understand it. So it, by the way, uses Instapaper, Pocket, or Readability. You choose, and it will read your articles. It's a way to read your articles. The reason I didn't like it is it only shows you one word at a time from the article. Mm-hmm. You read the article a word at a time. And what I didn't understand at the time is that this is to speed your reading up and comprehension. It's a speed reading training program.
It's a speed reading. Yeah. So this is, okay. So I think it's just, by the way, Instapaper or Pocket.
Oh, it's not the other?
I don't think it's readability yet.
Okay. All right.
I'm pointing with this finger because it's the only one that isn't horribly chipped.
It has a beautiful blue nail.
I want to look as good for you guys as possible. So here's my, here's the iOS weather app article, right? Yeah. Let's go ahead and reset.
Get ready.
And then I double tap. And now I read.
Oh, you have it set fast.
It's not that fast. You can set it faster. Now I double tap to stop, and then you go like, well, what if
it's too fast? That's 415 words a minute is fast.
You could go up to 625, though.
No, that's too fast. Actually, you might be surprised at what you could do.
It's amazing what you retain.
Clayton has explained to me, he's a big fan of speed reading techniques from Evelyn Woodon, is that you cannot at this speed say it aloud in your mind. You know how when you read, I read... I don't know how you read, but when I read, I hear the voice in my head reading.
Yeah.
He says that's what they train you not to do in speed reading. So we're trying to train you not to do this.
And
he says it works.
You also can't look ahead. I mean, you are focused on the word in front of you.
I just don't want reading to be such hard work.
Well, it doesn't have to be.
Can you set it down to 10?
Well, you can. How low does it go, actually? 100 is...
50. I can handle that.
Let's try it.
Let's see. 50 words a minute. Be of something like the...
I mean, I could actually see this for somebody who's learning to read.
Maybe.
You know? Like, let's sound it out, right? As the words come through. But yeah, so this is just another way to access stuff on Instapaper or Pocket.
It's called Read Quick.
Yeah.
How much is it? Clayton's couple of bucks?
$3.99. Yeah.
Clayton Morris created it. It was his idea. He's been a fan.
I love it. This is actually quite a nice app.
So do you use it?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And do you feel that your reading and comprehension speeds or your reading speed and your comprehension is going up?
Well, what I like to do is, take it to the limit. So like 700 is too fast for me, but 650, I can handle it.
That's fast.
Like, this is too fast.
Yeah, I mean, I can't absorb it.
I'm kind of getting it.
Well, you finished it in record time.
Yeah. I don't know.
Fast.
Yeah.
I can't.
You've got featured stuff, featured sources. Clayton's done a really good job of this too. If I had favorites, I don't really use favorites, but if you did, they would be in that section. You can time yourself with a playlist if you've got a certain amount of time. It's very cool, and it'll tell you how long you can expect to take. This is just a welcome. So if I reset, this is basically going to take me 59 seconds at this speed to read the whole thing. Huh? And that's just kind of cool. It's like turning articles into a little bit of like math equations. Right. So that's fun. So these are a variety of ways to read the stuff that you want to read later. And, you mentioned strips out ads and that sort of thing if you're not reading something from its originating article. But, I mean, RSS has done that for years.
Right.
So...
It doesn't have to do it. You can embed an ad in an RSS feed.
You can, but people get mad.
Yeah. No, I think it's great. In fact, I'm trying to remember, but I think it was Pocket that for a while asked for donations and said, what we want to do is take some money and give it back to the authors of these articles. And that was somewhat controversial, and I think they dropped it. I don't think they do it anymore. But
why did people think that was a bad idea?
They felt, some authors said, well, I didn't ask them to do that. And why are they doing
it? It's almost like donation that I.
Yeah, well,
feel
and a lot of people don't.
Taking.
There are people, maybe they've gotten used to it now, but in the early days of Instapaper, there are people complained who said, he's stripping all my my revenue out of my content.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was some complaining about it.
Find
it
convenient. There was a whole, like, who will block Instapaper first? Will it be the New York Times?
Right.
And that never really came to be, or at least the hoopla died down.
It works great, and I think probably what they realized is, well, it's a small fraction of our total readership that does this, and if it makes them a fan of us, and you do still have to go to the webpage to add it to these programs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then okay, fine. We get the views, we get the hits, And maybe you'll read it later.
Well, you don't have to go to the webpage if for some reason you're reading it through Flipboard, which is sort of the same thing anyway.
Right.
But then that's almost a problem with Flipboard.
They also got
because,
heat.
Yeah.
But then they made deals and people said, okay, this is a good thing.
Right.
This is such an area in flux right now. Everybody's trying to figure it out anyway.
I think from something like Instapaper, let's say...
It was Readability. I'm sorry, I stand corrected. Readability was the
they
one.
They were the ones who were trying to pay
donations.
The authors.
Yeah.
I feel like if you read some sort of a long-form Rolling Stone article, you take the time, when you've got the time to read it, you use one of these read later services, whichever one you choose, and you enjoy it, you're so much more likely to share it with me rather than just say, I'll never get to it.
I think that's what
everybody's
recognized.
So that's where everybody wins.
We want the readers. We might as well just accept it, that they're going to read it in whatever way they prefer to read it.
Exactly.
We want the readers. And somebody's pointing out, and I think we mentioned this last week, but Tweetbot and others will allow you to send tweets, articles and tweets to Instapaper as well, which is a very nice feature. It's a good way to read stuff that you probably wouldn't even read otherwise.
Most, I feel like, well, I don't want to say most, many, many apps, if
support
you drill
this.
Down into settings, have read later options.
Yeah, which is really great.
And the variety, readability less so, but Instapaper and Pocket are almost like it's a given. They're always bundled in. It's sort
right.
of like how Twitter and Facebook are always the social sharing components of an app, you know, when you want to share stuff.
Right.
I'm out of there. Hey, so to get the apps that we mentioned, links to those apps, or if you have any questions about, like, well, which one did what and how much was it and all that good stuff, you can always visit iPad Today at twit.tv/IPT. That is our show archive page. So all of our past episodes are there. In each episode page, we've got nice embedded video from everything that we talked about. We point at you. We laugh. That's just kind of what we do. But we also have links to everything that we talk about, not just the apps that we talk about, but some of the articles and headlines and kind of crazy stuff as much as possible. Our app caps as well are always in there. And a quick reminder that we record iPad Today live on Thursdays around 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific. And we'd love to have you all watching us live. But for those who don't, you can always subscribe and watch us on demand at your leisure. And thanks to everybody who watches each week.
Let's talk about GoToMyPC today, which allows you to access your office computer, Mac or Windows, from anywhere, even, and this I love, from your iPad. So let's say you're hitting the road, you're traveling, you don't want to carry a big old laptop with you, but you want all the power of your office desktop computer, all the files, all the programs, the email. Just bring your iPad with you and set up GoToMyPC on your desktop computer before you leave, and you're good to go. You can travel. You can get around. You can even use it on an iPhone, which is kind of mind-boggling, but it works surprisingly well. Kindle Fire, Android devices as well. GoToMyPC lets you run any program, send and receive email from your native Office app, access network resources too. It's very handy even for an emergency. A client calls and says, hey, I need a file. It's on your desktop PC. You don't have to go back to work. Or you forget your PowerPoint presentation for your client presentation tomorrow. No problem. It's on your phone. It's on your iPad. Just use GoToMyPC. GoToMyPC from Citrix has been around for probably longer than any other remote access. It even predates, Citrix predates Windows remote access because they invented remote access way back in the Windows NT days. I think it was NT 3.5.1. So let me tell you, this is a great solution. Citrix does it. They're the kings of remote access, but it's easy to install. Doesn't need IT support. Uses NAT traversal, so it works anywhere without punching a hole in the firewall. I can go on and on. It's secure. Great way to surf securely, by the way, from a computer at an open access spot. You're at a hotel, and you just worry that people are going to be snooping on what you're doing. Well, you just use GoToMyPC, and it's secured all the way back to your office. GoToMyPC.com. Try it right now. Put it on your Office PC, Mac or PC, using our offer code iPad. And then get the apps on your iPad or your iPhone or your Android device. It's free. Look at this. Isn't that cool? And they have a little mouse that floats on the screen. I mean, it's just really cool. If you've been wanting to run Office on your iPad, did you hear Mary Jo Foley says it might be till late next year, 2014?
It's going to be around the time I really stop caring.
Yeah. Well, don't worry. You can do it right now. Right now with GoToMyPC.com.
If I care now.
Use the offer code iPad. And it's your Office, your version of Office, by the way. So it's got all your customizations, your features, your dictionaries, everything. GoToMyPC.com. Try it free. Promo code is iPad. 2014. Now, that's we still don't know. Microsoft's not saying, but that would be depressing if you were really waiting. If you said, I need Office.
The thing is like, iPad. I actually would very much like to have Office functionality now. I just feel like if you're really going to make me wait more than a year, we were talking about this a year ago.
I'm going to do something else, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we've got other,
Well, and then we were talking on MacBreak Weekly today about iWork. It's just really, Apple hasn't done much to it since it came out. You know, I use Pages and Keynote on my iPad, but and Keynote's great, but it hasn't really. They haven't added features.
They update them all here and there,
but it's always bug fixes.
Or sort of like now we have cloud functionality, iCloud functionality.
Now we don't have cloud functionality.
Yeah,
remember they had the iWork.com for a minute, and then they turned that off.
A lot of that stuff is a bit half baked.
It's frustrating. Frustrating, but you know what?
IMHO.
We don't buy an iPad so we can work on our Excel spreadsheets. We buy it for enjoyment.
For Twitter music.
Ooh. Now, does this work on iPhone only or is it iPad?
No, it works on the iPad. I mean, it is an iPhone app.
It's the web. You can use it on the web or on the iPhone.
Right. At the web, music.twitter.com, and any Android users would have to use that because there's not an Android app.
Which
as
would
yet.
Be the better way to do it on an iPad? Using the website, you think? Or using the iPhone app?
I think the iPhone app because it works exactly the same.
I mean, waiting for your advice.
You're looking at a bunch of icons of artists.
Yeah.
This is the iPhone app, as you can see.
So how does this work?
It looks pretty good.
If I'm on Twitter and I use the hashtag music with a song... And then I'm following you on Twitter and the music app, I will see the song you're listening to.
Yeah, but
be able to listen to it.
But you don't necessarily have to do that. The app is smart enough to be able to pull from, you know, music data in general.
So if there's just a song name in your tweet or a song link in your tweet, it knows.
Right. And you know, it's algorithmic. If you have an Erdio or a Spotify account, and you can link that to Twitter Music when you first sign up for Twitter Music. Then if Leo...
Even better.
Let me go into the what my friends are listening to. So this is like tweeted by people that I'm following.
So by default, it uses iTunes. But if you have Erdio or Spotify, better. Because
the
song's...
And it's in your library.
Right.
I mean, not every song is in the Erdio or Spotify library. But majority of the stuff that's going to be shared on Twitter is.
Yeah.
Then you just can hear the whole song from beginning to end. I hate those stupid iTunes little blips because you're like, oh, yeah, I like the song, but it starts in the middle and then it cuts off after 30 seconds. So
that's all you'll get if you don't sign up for Spotify or Erdio.
Yeah, that's right. So this is really, and Twitter says, by the way, there are people out there who are like, well, what about a variety of other radio streaming services that they, you know, will be working with other companies in the future. I don't know how that works. So this is the popular tab. There's basically four different tabs. You got the popular tab.
That looks pretty good.
Yeah, this is, you know, Pitbull is very popular right now. If I go ahead and play this.
This looks fine, even though it's an iPhone app. It looks great.
Yeah, it's actually very nice. Oh, this is Psy. Yeah, I don't want to play this, actually.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah, no, it actually looks, it looks quite good. I can AirPlay this to an Apple TV.
Can you do this with the free Erdio and Spotify accounts, or do you have to have a premium account?
You have to have a premium account.
Okay.
Yes. That's sort of the way that it goes. I like Pitbull. Pitbull's, I'm interested
in him.
He's
from Florida, so that's good.
Yeah, he's Miami guy.
Yeah.
Are
you.
Right, yeah,
now,
of course.
You're Miss South Beach 19.
Well, why is this toy? I want it. Why is it keep
Every time you press that, it starts Psy. I guess they really want you to play some Psy.
Huh. Found a bug. What I can also do, though, and this is part of kind of this music artist discovery and why this sort of fits into Twitter well, is I've got this little, like, Tweet Plus button in the upper right-hand corner. It was funny. Earlier, I was, like, hovering over Katy Perry, and I thought, well, I don't want to tweet that I'm listening to this. But actually, what that does is when you click that, I start following Pitbull's official Twitter account. I don't necessarily
Katy Perry,
want
you
to.
Follow?
No. I for any artist.
Oh, I
for
get
any
it.
Artist.
You follow their official. Page.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. This is okay. Now I get it.
You get it.
There's now
little,
I get
there's
it.
There's a little bit of MySpace.
This is how.
Going on
this
here.
Is how they got all the record companies to go along with this because now you're following your favorite artists on Twitter, whether you want to or not.
No. It's opt in.
You get to choose it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not following.
But you would.
By default.
But you would.
Well, so I might. But I follow celebrities all the time, and
I have
then a week later, I'm like, no.
I have misgivings about
what
this.
What are your misgivings?
Because now my Twitter feed is going to be kind of filled with music.
Well, so...
That's
so,
not why I use Twitter.
Well, so this is actually a conversation I was having with the guys on TNT this morning. It's like, you know, when Twitter first released Vine, there were way too many Vine video links in my overall Twitter feed that was annoying.
You got Vine in my Twitter feed.
But that it really calmed down.
Because everybody stopped using Vine.
A couple of weeks.
Right.
Well, apparently Vine is, you know, like... I don't know, top five and the, don't know, it's weird. So you've got emerging artists. These are sort of artists that you might not have heard of before. I didn't get a whole lot of that when I looked earlier.
I suggested
artists based on what I listened to. What's kind of fun about this is that because I started following Trinidad James, who's one of my favorite rappers right now, all of my suggestions are pretty much rappers that I've never heard of. Some of them I might like, some of them not. Hard to say, like... Gunplay, MMG, Kid Ink, French Montana. Oh, I know French Montana, actually. Okay. And then if you scroll down a little bit more, I see Katy Perry as a suggested artist. What I would like to do is say, nope, I don't like her. I don't want her to be suggested to me.
Oh, but baby, you're a firework.
Yeah,
no.
I don't want my colors to burn at all.
Oh, come on. Friday night, who could forget?
Well... It's hard to remember.
That's because you...
Yeah.
I cannot find this.
Glitter.
I'm searching. I want to put this on my iPad. I'm searching for Twitter music,
isn't
hashtag
that...
music. Where the hell is it?
Well,
and I'm looking at an iPhone.
That's the weirdest thing. I couldn't find that either. I had to actually go to blog.twitter.com, where the official blog post is, click the link to the App Store, and get in that way. Because it takes a while for it to propagate in the iPad or iOS version of the store. Some of you may have run into the same problem if you rushed to check it out earlier today. It's weird, isn't it?
It is just the way we've kind of gotten used to the fact that the App Store search just doesn't work, I think.
Well, it works fine. It just doesn't work out of the gate when something goes live. It
takes a while.
Yeah.
So there's somewhere in here I can click a link in the blog post?
Yes. Yeah, it's kind of under everything. If you go to music.twitter.com on your iPad, it may dump you into the App Store as well.
Okay.
On my laptop earlier, it just sort of said coming soon because it wasn't live yet.
So this just launched today.
We've been hearing all these rumors about it, but finally
it launched.
Yeah.
See, mine's still saying coming soon.
Coming soon. Bummer. Well, I guess you're not ready for this jelly yet.
But I love the idea because you're an RDO user, but I'm a Spotify user. I love it that they at least tied into those two services because that's going to make it a lot more likely that I will listen to it.
Well, it makes it a lot more functional, but I don't know how much I need to go to Twitter Music to get what I'm already getting at RDO. And I don't want to...
Well, it's a different group of people in it.
I'm going to give it a go. Yes, that's true. That's definitely true. But it's also noisier. I mean, my RDO friends are...
Yeah, you carefully cultivated that list, haven't you?
Sort of. I mean, I don't pay a lot of attention to the people who have wildly different music tastes than me because, you know, what does it matter? On Twitter, it's a little bit different. But yes, I am following some rappers now because of my time on Twitter Music, so I'll report back. I don't know if they're going to say a lot of stuff I'm interested in besides music.
And maybe if you go to appstore.com/twitter-music, that might work, somebody's saying.
Oh, boy. By the way, it's Twitter hashtag music is the official name of the app.
So I'm searching for Twitter hashtag music.
I did that, and it didn't help. They stripped the hashtag
out of the search, it looks like.
Wow, that's silly.
Oh, here it is.
Oh, you found it?
Okay, so if you do search for Twitter hashtag music, it isn't the first result, and you have to, of course, be an iPhone apps. But oops.
Yep, you found it.
I believe that's it. Now I don't know what happened. It's gone.
Way to go.
Pushed the wrong button.
You clicked it.
I clicked. There it is.
There it is. Yeah.
Okay.
That's it.
So hit that and good. All right. Well, I'm gonna install it. I think that's
very nice looking, and it as far as I can tell works well. I didn't see any crashy crashes.
Some people are really into the idea of music discovery. Some people aren't. I've noticed this because I've had this debate.
Right.
I think there are a lot of people who are just kind of frozen in their musical styles. They don't care what their friends listen to. We had this talk on last week with Dvorak and a bunch of other people that said, I don't care what my friends think about. Well, that's how do you discover music? I listen to the radio. But if you are the kind of person who discovers music, and I do this, and I suspect you do, by asking friends, what are you listening to? What's cool? What's good? Yeah. You have great taste in music. I learn a lot from you. I have become a huge fan of the Postal Service.
Are you
ever
serious?
Since no. Cannot purchase.
Okay. Well, it's because you're...
No, I'm
elderly.
No, I'm elderly. I am. But I am, unlike many of the elderly friends of mine, like John C. Dvorak.
You're very hip.
I want to hear new music.
You want to know what the kids are listening to.
I want to know what the kids are listening to.
You can listen to Trinidad James.
Not my kids, because what they listen to is awful.
Well.
They like the hip and the hop.
Well, hibbity, hibbity, hop, dop, dop, don't stop.
Don't stop.
Yeah. The bang, bang, and a bush, and a booty, baby.
First rap song. Did you know that?
Now, what you hear is not a test. I'm repping to the beat. Yeah, that song precedes even me. Hey, so did you know that YouTube added support to...
Wait a minute. Sugar Hill Gang is older than you?
The song? Wait, no.
You weren't born when that came out?
Crap, no, I was.
Rapper's Delight?
Yeah, I think that was 79,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I was born.
You were young.
I was born. I was not listening to rap yet. It preceded my love for rap.
Well, I don't
How's
know.
How's that sound?
I think calling that rap is very generous.
Well, it's...
It's a man talking. To music.
Well, you know, hip-hop has evolved quite a bit over the years.
It has.
Did you know that the YouTube app has added functionality to watch live streams?
I did know that.
That's
I was
cool,
very excited.
Huh?
And, you know, unfortunately, they did it after Coachella.
Yeah. Well.
So they were streaming Coachella all weekend. It was like, I want to see.
It must have just not been ready.
It wasn't ready. Monday, they released the app.
They would have gotten a lot of app downloads otherwise. If you're interested in how does this work... this is just, YouTube. And if I go down from YouTube, I've got popular here. So these are, popular videos. Or you've got stuff that's live right now. Works really well. For example...
Is there a lot that's live?
Well, there's a lot that's live, but a lot of it is not going to appeal to you. Because it's kind of just in a big dump right now. So you've got the LOL...
League of
LOL
Legends
Champ series.
Series.
You've got the Google earnings call. That's sort of relevant to us. This is, it's happening right now. Google earnings today. Looks like it's just audio, but you can see down here on the bottom, you can't really scrub through because it's live. Again, you can airplay as well.
In this case, it's just audio, so.
Yeah, there's not much to it. But if I want to click on, let's see if we can find something that's, I don't know, that looks interesting. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff in languages that I'm not going to be able to understand. This looks like something in Spanish. Let's see what it looks like here. So this is like a hangout, a live hangout. It's kind
of
cool.
One of the reasons I was wondering what's on here is because we wanted to be part of YouTube Live. And their requirement was that we strip out all our commercials. And I said to them, in a very nice way, who the heck is going to want to be on YouTube Live if they can't monetize it?
Right.
But we'll monetize it for you. But it's, of course, at a much lower level than you would, than we would. We couldn't afford to do it. CNN couldn't afford to do it. So I think what you're getting is whoever can afford to do that, which is mostly people who are not, in fact, monetized at all. If you have to cut your ads out, I can't do it.
And YouTube,
I'd love to be on YouTube.
And YouTube and Twit couldn't come to some sort of a rev share on these other ads.
I think we could if we talked to somebody who understood that. This guy said, "Well, what is Twit exactly?" And it was downhill from there.
Oh, and when you say things like that to Leo, he gets very bent out of shape.
Is that Twitter?
What is Twitter?
Twitter? Is Ev Williams involved?
Yes.
No.
Well, every time I go to a dinner party, I say it's called twit.tv.
It's impossible.
No, we're not affiliated with Twitter.
I know.
Yeah.
It's my fault.
Yeah, you named it.
A year and a half before Twitter even existed. But that's another story. You know, we're 8 years old as of yesterday.
I saw the cookie in the kitchen.
That was actually a cake before everybody ate underneath.
Oh.
So that was all that was left was a cookie?
Well, it looked like a cookie.
It was a medallion on the top of a cake.
Oh.
I guess everybody ate the cake and left the
medallion.
The medallion.
It kind of looks like a weird pancake. That's why I didn't eat it. Because usually if there's a cookie in the kitchen, I'm eating it.
That one's not a good one to eat.
So let's talk about Facebook 6.0. Chat heads. Are you into it? Here's what it looks like
on iOS.
Here's what it looks like on iOS.
It's different on iOS than it is on Android or with Facebook.
Yeah, because it's very limited, actually. Because
it can
iOS,
only be inside the app.
Right. This is the Facebook app, right? So I've got Lil Bub is, by the way, my new favorite Facebook page. She is so cute.
It's a cat.
It's a cat. She's a special needs cat. She's got a kind of a funny face, but she has a cute little army.
Aww.
Chad knows all about Lil Bub. But, if I want to...
Isn't Grumpy Cat a special needs cat also?
Yes.
So is there something going on here that I should know about?
Yeah, they're special kitties.
They're special.
They're just, they shine in their own special ways. Meh. But, okay, so let's say I want to talk to my friend Ayaz, and then, maybe my friend Lane.
So these become heads, little heads.
Yeah, they become little chat
heads. And they float little bubbles.
Yeah, so it's like...
Now, if you're using Facebook Home or using Facebook Messenger on Android, those bubbles are actually, it's one of the things I'm kind of not crazy about. Not just in the Facebook app. They're on everywhere, every page. They float above the page always.
Well, but that could be helpful if you're, you know, in a conversation and you don't want to keep switching back and forth. In iOS, though, it's like they kind of sort of work, right?
They're in there, but you have to be in the app, so what's the difference?
Well, and also, like, so this is Jeff Stewart. This is his profile pic.
Well, I've been wanting to do that to Jeff for a long time.
But, like, it doesn't actually... Okay, what? All right. Is that really fun? Not really.
No.
I don't quite get it.
No.
I guess it's kind of cool. Yeah. Like, if these are the people I'm talking to, that's sort of like a quick, you know... What do you even call it? Like toggling your chat heads on and off type thing? It's weird.
Well, and this is, I have to say, unfortunate for iPad and iPhone fans. It's the nature of the beast. Apple's not going to let Facebook hook into it as deeply as they do on Android. And so it's going to live in the Facebook app and nowhere else, unless they make a deal with Apple.
The only way these Facebook chat heads could be hovering over your other apps the way that they are on Facebook Home on Android is if they're part of iOS.
That's so against everything Apple stands for that I don't see that happening.
Yeah, I don't either. You know, speaking of Facebook, just a side note, you know, the creator of Tweety and Letterpress, Lauren Brichter, is apparently working in one of the departments at Facebook.
Isn't that interesting? I think that's
great.
And he's
like, the Wall Street Journal called him the high priest of app design or something crazy. I mean, he's very, very well regarded as being, you know, one of the most, if not the most talented iOS designer out there.
He invented the booger pull.
The pull to refresh.
Yeah, that was his.
Why do you call it the booger pull?
Because it looks like a booger when it comes down and it...
Well, that depends on the app. But, you know, the idea is to refresh.
His probably didn't have that little blollop. That was something Apple added later.
Yeah, I think that's something that's
But pull to refresh is a brilliant idea, and it's, like, intuitive, and it makes sense. It's hard to come up with, as we've learned now from playing with Windows 8 for a while, it's not easy to come up with something that's an intuitive gesture in a touch environment where everybody goes, oh, yeah, of course, pull to refresh. That makes perfect sense. And you only need to do it once, and it's forever in your mind. And Lauren is brilliant at that. My suspicion is he's not an employee of Facebook, but that they've hired him as a consultant or contractor because he's too big to have to work for any one company. He probably does this for a lot of companies.
That's sort of, yeah. Somebody at Facebook had tweeted out that they were so happy to have Lauren B., that's his Twitter handle, at Lauren B., working with the team. And so it does sound like sort of a consulting thing. But
hey, great.
They're picking the mind of somebody who knows what he's doing.
Facebook Home is pretty impressive. I mean, I don't know if I would run it 24/7 or want to, but... It's a really interesting rethinking of the entire smartphone UI. And I think, have you been using it?
What?
Facebook Home?
No, because I how could I?
Yeah, and I don't have the right kind of Android phone. You have to have a certain kind.
You have to have a certain kind to have the full functionality. Right. That's another weird thing about it. But that's, you know, we're sort of
rolling
into
it
a whole
out.
Other thing.
I think it's a rollout. I think they'll put it on other phones. I don't think it's that hard to do.
Yeah. Hey, do you listen to analysts when it comes to Apple rumors? Well,
no.
If you wanted to listen to KGI Securities analyst Ming-Chi Kuo...
Yeah, what does she say?
The latest is that they think that the tablet will be 15% thinner than the iPad 4. This is the iPad 5.
People agree on that, I think.
And the new device will likely be about 500 grams or about 25% lighter than the iPad 4.
And smaller, too.
Run on the A7X processor.
This all seems sensible.
Have cameras that are similar to the iPad 4's front HD, rear 5 megapixel.
In other words, no improvement.
Basically, yes.
No change.
It's narrow bezel design similar to the iPad mini. Yep. So it kind of looks like it's a bigger mini, but lighter and thinner than the iPad 3rd gen or 4th gen.
Almost everybody has agreed that this is where they're going, so I'm not surprised to hear this.
What, they're losing a little bezel space?
Losing a little bezel.
Well, you know, once
but
you...
But what we all are, past a certain age.
Yeah, your bezel thins.
Yeah,
you lose a... it just gets kind of compacted, and you have to take more calcium because of the shrinking bezel.
Shrinkage.
But yeah, the bezel on my iPad is somewhat ridiculous after using the iPad mini for very long at all.
You don't mind the fact that you don't feel like it's... some people say, well, there's going to be an issue. My thumbs are going to hit the screen. But they've done some stuff to...
They actually
eliminate stray taps.
Yeah, it's smart enough to know if you're reading something and you click on something that's close to the edge.
Exactly. It was a great song, the Stray Taps Strut.
Nerd. Quickly, before we get to
I'll tweet that on my Twitter music.
You should. Yeah, don't. Time Warner Cable is offering live mobile TV. Everybody's doing it now. We heard about Comcast a couple weeks ago. Now Time Warner Cable's offering live mobile TV for its TWC TV app.
Yeah, they did this on Roku, and that was a big, big deal.
Yeah. But you have to be a Time Warner Cable subscriber.
You can't be a cord cutter because you have to already be buying it.
Yeah. I mean, not only is, you know,
it eliminates a set-top
regional,
box,
but,
basically.
Yeah.
But doing it on an iPad is great because that means you can go to the bathroom and take your Game of Thrones with you.
Well, but it's not for everything. It's only for select channels. Like we've got Big Ten Network, Pac-12 Network, TV Guide Network, BBC America, some local channels. But it's
but not cable, not
it's
like
not a, it's not no. the full suite. Mm. It's partial suite. Okay. They call it the new thing. It's called TV Everywhere.
Yeah,
and it's sort of a stopgap until we can all have a la carte programming that you know we want.
Boy, we got to fight for that, don't we?
You got to fight for your right to
be
pick
a
and
la
choose
con.
Your app.
The I just read a great article, and I can't remember, so I'm sorry, I won't give you credit, but. About this whole thing that record companies with bundling has been the key to making money, giving people a bunch of crap they don't want,
right.
So they get that one thing they want, the one great cut on the song, the one great show on HBO,
sports.
The one great channel on the package, and all these companies make a huge amount of profit because they can sell you more than they want. But we as consumers really want to buy a la carte. We want to buy Game of Thrones. Or maybe we want to buy HBO, but we don't want to buy a big cable package that includes HBO, that kind of thing. And the conclusion of this article, it was probably the Journal or the Atlantic somewhere, some you know think piece, is in the long run, consumers always get what they want. So eventually this will happen. You'll be able to cord cut. You'll be able to buy a la carte channels. You'll be able to buy a la carte programming on your iPad. I think this is inevitable. I really do. And I think you'll have live TV as well. Although you gotta love it that both Fox and CBS... After losing that court battle to Aereo, which lets you watch New York City TV on your iPad because you have rented a little antenna in New York City.
It's living in a, I don't know.
And both Fox and CBS said, well, if in that case...
We're going to take it subscriber only.
We're going to go paid cable.
We're going to lose a lot of viewers.
Well, the only people it really screws is the small number of people who are watching on antennas.
I'm one of those people. I've got an HD antenna.
That's it, right?
Yeah.
So I don't think they'll ever do it, by the way.
No.
This is just them being petulant. But
you know,
I thought it was interesting.
I don't watch a lot of live network TV, even though I have an OTA antenna, because I have Hulu Plus.
Right. I love Hulu Plus.
So do I.
And the thing is, it's kind of like your on-demand app that's always on, always there. You can watch current episodes of TV shows. I'm guessing. Okay, let me guess. I bet I can tell what shows. Do you still watch Community?
I never did.
Never did. We had that conversation. The Office?
Yes.
You know, I was thinking this season wasn't so great until I watched on Hulu Plus. I watched the most recent episode and I was howling.
I'm just glad that it's ending.
It's time.
It's
once
time.
Carell left, it did go downhill a little bit. But see, this is the beauty part. I can say to Sarah, well, you got Hulu Plus. Watch the most recent episode of The Office. It's really pretty funny.
Yeah, well, you can
they wrap Stanley in bubble wrap and a helmet, and they slide him down the stairs because what happened was Dwight shot him 3 times with bull tranquilizer. But it's worth watching, and this is the kind of thing you can do on Hulu Plus. I want you to go to HuluPlus.com/twit right now and click on the try it free. You get 2 weeks instead of one. Or you can go to twit.tv and scroll to the bottom, click the banner there. 2 weeks trial free instead of one. Hulu Plus plays on everything. Of course, your iPad, your iPhone, but also on many smart TVs. There's the banner. Just click that. On your Apple TV, it's beautiful on Apple TV. They just put the new interface in. It's gorgeous. Roku has Hulu Plus. Of course, your PS3 and your Xbox 360. And the nice thing is you start watching Hulu Plus, say, on your iPad. You're watching that show, and you pause it. You can then go to any other device, and it knows exactly where you are. So you never, you know, it picks up right where you left off. Great for The Daily Show. I watch that religiously on Hulu Plus. Colbert's on there, too. I don't watch that as much for some reason. I don't know why. Law and Order. But old shows, classics, Firefly's on there, Twilight Zone. I'm always catching up on Family Guy, Modern Family, Arrested Development, Monday Night Raw. Is that wrestling?
I think so.
Wrestling?
That I don't watch, but I see it. It's always
there.
It's always featured.
I
do a lot of Parks and Rec.
That's the one I knew that you would like.
I hope you're starting to watch Parks and Rec because it's so funny.
Well, it's interesting you should say that because now that I have Hulu Plus, yeah, it's a very easy thing to do, and I do. I fire it up frequently.
Good.
Want you to try it. Make sure you watch Hulu Plus by going to HuluPlus.com/twit and get the 2-week trial if you've never tried it before. It's a great way to try it out, but I got to warn you, it's a little bit addictive. You want to keep it. HuluPlus.com/twit. Scroll to the bottom of the twit.tv page. You'll see a link there. We thank Hulu Plus for their support and for making it possible for me to watch those shows.
Yeah, you get caught up.
And you don't have to, unlike other things, log into your cable account and say, oh, no, I buy this channel or anything like that. It's just there.
No. It's what's available on Hulu Plus. And
I love
movies,
it.
Too. There's all sorts of good stuff.
Yeah, they have the whole Criterion. This I thought was really interesting, the Criterion collection of movies, which are very, classics but kind of unusual.
Yeah.
Seven Samurai, things like that. And it's really fun to watch those again. I've been having fun with that, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's good stuff. Sometimes when I'm just like, I don't know what I want, I just sort of start searching through Hulu Plus. I find something good.
Two episodes tonight, by the way, of Parks and Rec. So tomorrow morning, come in late.
Nice. You're not actually coming in at all tomorrow because tomorrow's your day off.
That's
so you
right.
can go Parks and Rec insane tonight.
Mm-mm-mm.
And, it's going to be a doozy.
Mm-mm-mm.
No one has to know what
and
you
I
look
can
like
watch
tomorrow.
My show.
Which one?
All My Children.
Oh, is that your story?
That's my story.
That's your story? That was my mother's as well.
Oh, yeah, great.
Yeah. So John wrote in a little dutch.
After the Luke and Laura thing, I had to stop watching
General Well, that
Hospital.
Was like in the 70s. Come on.
But at least you know. I love it that you know.
I know. That was General Hospital, though.
Luke and Laura?
That wasn't.
That's General Hospital. That's what I'm saying. After Luke and Laura,
I
stopped watching General Hospital.
You had to switch over to All My Children.
Right.
I still remember
but
the
But that
the
Erica,
theme song.
She is so awful.
Isn't she great? Oh, Erica Kane.
Oh, she's so mean.
I still remember the original theme music, which has changed. They didn't keep it,
with
the book opening.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I saw it so many times after school.
You know what I watched after school?
What?
Dark Shadows.
Oh.
It was black and white. It was a soap.
Uh-huh.
But it was a vampire soap opera.
No.
Yeah.
I don't even know about this.
Dark Shadow. Well, they made the Johnny Depp movie, but it's kind of thinly based on it. But it was
I just
Barnabas
didn't realize
Collins.
It was a serial.
It was a serial. It was a soap. It was a daily soap with vampires.
Was it cutesy?
No, it was great.
Did they fall in love with each other?
Yeah. I mean, it was a soap, but they were vampires.
Weird.
And it was scary. It was supposed to be scary.
Oh.
It was great.
Oh, that's fun.
That's what I watched.
Bring back Dark Shadows. Then I might watch some soaps again. We got a dud tip from John.
Should be on Hulu Plus. I should check and see.
See if it is.
Yeah.
He says, sometimes I'm thrust in the vicinity of young children, and I want to engage them by handing them my iPad or some, game or book or something like that. And I've always wished that there was a feature that would just prevent them from navigating away from that particular app and hitting controls and blah, blah, blah.
Ugh, I know.
Says, I've looked in restriction settings, but that doesn't really work that well. But I now figured out what I'm looking for is in accessibility settings.
Ah.
And it's called guided access. Once you enable in settings and you triple click the home button, when you're in an app, you can turn on guided access. You can disable it as well. But then you can only disable guided access with a passcode. So you could just not
Love that.
Tell the kid or whoever who is borrowing your iPad. He says the feature allows you to prevent switching out of the app that's running. And you can also define regions of the screen that will ignore touches. If someone's really trying to get out and they know
Boy,
that's sort of
great.
Like an exit button. Yeah.
That's an accessibility.
It is. So I actually have that turned on. I'll show you really quick. How in your settings you would even get to this. Let's get out of my Facebook app here. Let's go into settings. And in the main area, we've got accessibility just right under here under international.
Sing?
Yeah, I don't know.
You sing
I'm
like
doing.
Elaine dances.
Well, it's all about just being enthusiastic, right? Under learning, we've got guided access. I have it set to on. It's set off by default. Once you set it to on, you can also set a passcode. I've just entered a very easy passcode. So, okay, my passcode is, 4 ones, but it could be
it's
anything
a good one.
And nobody
no,
knows.
No, that's a good one. That's why I don't like 4-digit passcodes, though. I mean, they're by default, they're terrible.
Well, but, if you're letting somebody use your iPad and they want to use a specific app, you've got a passcode that they don't know about. It's going to take them a while. So, okay, triple click, right? 1, 2, 3. So I've got some accessibility options here. Voice over Zoom, invert colors, or cancel. Wait, why is my... Oh, maybe it's because I already have... Do I already have it on?
Did you turn it off?
Did I turn it off by accident? Guided access on. Set passcode.
The triple tap is the accessibility button where you get access to the.
But that's what. Wait, I did this earlier. Hey, hold on a second.
Enable. Okay, do it again. Guided access on.
Set passcode.
Set passcode 101101.
I think I may have.
101101.
All right.
Turn it off.
Like this.
Triple tap. Invert colors. You don't see the. You should see guided access.
I should. Okay, I did this earlier.
Oh. You have to be in an app.
You have to be in an app. Duh.
Because otherwise, you won't give them access to anything.
So you're right, exactly. I'm such a dummy. Okay, so let's say I'm like, okay, I want you to be an Instapaper.
Instapaper. So you're gonna let them read whatever articles
you can
they
read,
read.
Everything in Instapaper. Right. Go nuts. All
now,
right, one,
triple
two,
tap.
Three.
There we go.
Guided access. So I've got guided access turned on, right?
Isn't that awesome?
So I say start. Here you go, Leo, little child in my vicinity. You can read Instapaper, and then you go,
I love long reads.
I want to get out of here. Look, I'm trying to go home. Guided access is enabled. Triple click the home button to exit.
Okay, triple click.
And you go 1, 2, 3, and it says,
No, Mom.
Exactly. So this is actually a really, really helpful
tip. Mom always uses 1111. Let me try that.
Yeah, well.
People know, by the way. My kids, they observe.
And if you're like, I'm trying to get out, it doesn't let you try. It lets you.
Wow.
It makes you wait a few seconds. So this is a really good tip, John. This is actually not something that we've talked about, believe it or not, on the show in the past.
I didn't know where to look. It's in accessibility, which is kind of not where it belongs, but all right.
Well, that's where it is. 1111, get me out of here. Go ahead and end.
So you got to turn this off now.
Guided access has ended.
This is a good practical joke to play on somebody if you had access to their iPad.
Right. We also
very useful. Thank you.
It's good stuff. We also got an email from John who said, I just started watching your show. I love it. That's great. Lately, I've been having trouble looking for an app that can sync my bookmarks from Yahoo to iOS devices and vice versa. Any good idea what app might meet my needs? I have an answer for him.
Good, because I have no idea.
Remember Access, Yahoo Access, which is basically a browser app?
Oh, gosh, we talked about that ages ago.
Yeah, so what you do, John, is I've got Access here on my iPad. Let's just go ahead and search for it. I'm browsing around. I'm doing whatever I'm doing. I'm saving stuff. If I go ahead and I go to, use my current location. I meander over to something. You know, I want to save it, kind of thing. In my bookmarks, here's my favorites. What I can do here, I've got a little bookmark section. This is stuff that I've saved over the last couple of days. These are my favorites. I can then install Access on my desktop or laptop or whatever, because you're saying you want to sync from your computer to your apps and vice versa. Access.yahoo.com.
Yeah.
I have it installed here on my...
AXIS.
AXIS.yahoo.com is where... That's sort of the homepage for everything. So if you've got the app and you've got Access on your desktop, you will be sharing your bookmarks, your favorites across your devices.
Neato.
So, yeah. It's... I didn't really, I'm glad you actually asked us how to do this, John, because I wouldn't have dug into trying to find the answer and
figure
it out.
I'm glad you did, too, because I was actually baffled. I thought, I don't know if you can do that, but that's how you do it. Use the Yahoo browser.
Right. Speaking of Yahoo, some of you might be saying, well, how many people are really using Yahoo anyway? And the answer is maybe more today, because Yahoo has two new apps, Yahoo Weather and Yahoo Mail. Now, Yahoo Weather is completely new.
This has been on Windows Phone. This is the default weather on Windows Phone and Windows and has been for some time. And I think this is smart of them. It does look a little Windows Phone-like.
It looks very Windows Phone-like. Yeah. And actually, even though I'm running it on my iPad here, this is Yahoo Weather.
It looks a little bingy.
This is Petaluma 73 degrees.
It's a little bingy.
This is actually an iPhone app. Now, what's interesting about this is that it's working quite nicely. San Francisco, I've got some stuff that I've entered here in New York.
Pretty.
A little town in France.
Pretty.
Yeah. What this is pulling from is Flickr images, obviously another Yahoo property. And I'm not exactly sure how they decide which images to pull from, because they're all very nice. Petaluma is my default location. And this is, a nighttime view, because it's nighttime in France right now. That's pretty cool. But so it works in landscape mode. However... it's fully functional in portrait mode. That's a little bit weird. Here, let me go back to New York here. So this shows me a little bit more information.
So much like the Windows Phone app. It's so funny.
Isn't it
the
cool?
Windows 8 app.
Now, it's cloudy. We see a high of 57, low of 54. It's 54 right now. But then I get the forecast for the next few days. Oh, my goodness. And then I get details of what's going on tonight and tomorrow, details about the weather, precipitation, wind and pressure. I mean, the list goes on.
Donald Kelly
really
in our chat room says the way these they get these apps is that if somebody, an editor at Flickr likes, at Yahoo's Flickr property, likes your image and you thought it would be good for the weather app, they'll invite you to a group called Yahoo Weather, and you're kind of part of the Yahoo Weather app feed, which is a good way to do it, because then you can get a whole variety of new apps and so forth.
Yeah, Yahoo Mail is another. This is actually completely new. Yahoo Mail had not had an iPad app previously.
That surprises me.
Well, I mean, it had an app.
You could add Yahoo Mail to the Mail app.
Sure.
Yeah.
But it just wasn't, it wasn't iPad specific. One of the nicest things, I don't actually use my Yahoo Mail at all, so I sent some stuff to myself. But what's cool is that in full screen mode, you've got this.
Why am I not surprised it's a picture of a cat?
Well, I just wanted to see how images looked. But look, so I'm looking full screen mode and I'm sort
I like
of
the page turns.
Scrolling through my
Purdy.
Pages. That's Sammy.
Purdy.
Yeah, so that's full screen mode. I can also, there are kind of some neat things where it's like if I select an email and say, like, I want to also select all the other stuff that's from this other account, I can go ahead and say, yeah, go ahead and select all the ones from the same person. That's just me.
So it's
on one
kind
of
like threaded conversations.
Accounts.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of neat.
Good.
These are both free, completely free.
I use Yahoo Mail primarily for spam.
I don't use it for anything.
Yeah.
And
actually, I came up with a good thing to do.
I don't know why.
I use it. I have a filter on my main mail account that says if it's from a VIP, send it to my Yahoo Mail, because then I will that what's in the Yahoo Mail is only VIP mail.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah. And that was one way to do it.
Well, so anyway,
I've tried many different ways to get mail email to work. I find email doesn't work anymore for me.
What do you mean?
I get so much email that it's just not. It's hard for me to sift through it and find important things. I have an idea.
Is that why you stopped reading my email?
Yeah. I told Sarah at the beginning of the show, actually right before the show, I saw your email. I know you sent me something, but I didn't read it.
Well, that's what you always say now. You walk in on Thursday morning and you say, I know you sent me what we're doing on iPad today, but I didn't read it.
Yeah.
And I go, it doesn't matter. You just sit down. Sit down with your pressed shirt from the dry cleaners and we'll roll.
I spent my time this morning getting my shirts.
And we will roll.
We'll roll. And we did.
Quickly, before we move on, I just wanted to show off Judith sent this in. This is an iPad fail GIF. And Chad, just, it speaks for itself. Whoops.
Let's make it big. First of all, problem number one, they're playing baseball on a football field. Problem number two, the kid hits a foul ball right into the back of the iPad.
Whoops.
Grandpa drops
it. All Grandpa wanted to do
boom
was show her sweet swing.
I have an iPad fail, too.
You do?
Yeah. I should have, if I'd known you were going to do this one, if I'd read the show notes, I would have had it for you. I think it was from Tamara Lackey.
Snooze, you lose,
who
buddy.
Who is a great photographer. I think it was from her Facebook account. But we have been talking about people using iPads to take pictures. She's taking, she's the official photographer at a wedding. She's sitting in the back, shooting the bride and groom at the end of the aisle, and her entire shot is blocked by a person four rows up who's holding an iPad out in the aisle so they could take a picture of the bride and groom. She says, fortunately, we had other photographers stationed up at the front, but that was one shot we lost because people are using their giant iPads, like Grandpa was, as cameras. And, I knew this would happen. People, when I said I want a camera on the iPad, everybody, probably you, said, Leo, no one's going to use their iPad to take pictures.
I didn't say that. I said that sounded great.
I was really hot to have a good camera on the iPad because I thought, it's the best viewfinder ever, right? It's huge. But what I didn't think about is at concerts, at performances, at weddings, now you've got a bunch of people trying to take pictures with their iPad, and you can't see anything. Do you go to concerts anymore? And you see this happened to me.
I can't see anything anyway.
You can't. Well, you're looking at the back of people's heads anyway.
Yeah,
but
vertically challenged.
Yeah, but even if I can see over the people's heads, they of course are all raising their phones and their iPads over. So all I really see is...
it does look really nerdy.
It's terrible.
It looks really nerdy. You know, my mom's traveling right now. She's in Israel, and she says you'd be surprised how many people are at, you know, all of these historic sites.
With their
iPads. And everyone's got the iPads because they brought them on the trip anyway. And for a lot of people, it's like, well, that's my camera. Why not? That's fine. And she says they look ridiculous, but people are doing it.
It's more than, it's like wearing a big hat at a church.
Is it?
It gets in the way, or a movie. It gets in the way.
It's like being Cher, right?
Yeah,
gets in the way.
Being Cher.
Yeah.
Yeah, but at the same, I understand why because it's
a
beautiful
hat,
viewfinder.
Not because she gets in the way,
and you can see. And when you're shooting video, it's like having a full screen representation of the video as you're shooting it. It's wonderful, but I didn't count. So I was right in the respect that I said no. Everybody's going to be using an iPad once they put a good camera in here. I was underestimated the annoyance factor of it.
Yep. Hey, really quick, we love getting your feedback. Thanks to everybody who sent in your app tips and your animated GIFs and all sorts of good stuff. We try to add as much of your feedback in every show as possible. We do like hearing from you, so you've got some options. You can write us, iPadToday@twit.tv. You can leave us a voicemail at 757-504-IPAD. You can send us a video. Just upload it somewhere. Send us the link. And thanks to everybody who keeps our inbox lively and full of joy and happiness.
Aww.
And sometimes some complaining, but really not that much. In general, I feel like the people who watch our show are happy. In general.
You can complain all you
want.
There
are some dissenters.
I know what they're saying. Get rid of that old guy.
No,
what's he for?
Well, sometimes they say, oh, you two go on and on. You just love to hear yourselves talk. And I say, exactly. That's why we're in this business.
You know, if we didn't talk, this would be
a very boring, short show. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Maybe that's what you want.
It's okay. I can take it. Yeah. We love to hear ourselves talk.
Our show brought to you today by our great friends at Rackspace. Everybody's talking about cloud computing, but I got to tell you, not all cloud providers are the same. If you're looking for somewhere in the cloud for your website, your data, your app engine, you look no farther than Rackspace.com. Rackspace is an open cloud company. In fact, they co-founded OpenStack with NASA, and they now run the world's largest open cloud. It means you're not locked into a single provider. What you want, an open cloud solution that's built on open standards so you can move around. With a proprietary cloud, you're stuck. Rackspace is the open cloud company that founded OpenStack. As I mentioned, they let you do it the way you want to. You can have your apps, your code, your websites hosted between multiple OpenStack-based clouds, private or public. Move them around on premises or hosted. Build what you want, where you want, how you want, all backed by the world famous fanatical support of Rackspace. Try it right now. Download the Open Cloud. Rackspace.com/open. Go with open. Go with open. Go with open. Rackspace. anybody who knows me knows that's I say that all the time. Rackspace.com/open. Sarah has her app cap on. That must be time for our app cap portion.
So you might be wondering, hey, why are you dynamite?
I love that hat.
Do you?
Well, what is with the... Oh, those are teeth. Well,
yeah.
The little white flaps coming over
they're
your
a
head.
Little... Yeah.
So you're
this
a dinosaur.
This is actually from Luke. Luke says that he made his second app. It's called Dino Runner. He gave us some codes, but we never actually use those codes because we feel like... We should download an app.
We buy.
That way, if we like it, it's honest, right? But thank you.
You don't have to waste your codes on us. Just if you have an app, you can tell us about
it. Family and friends or whatever.
And we'll pay for it. Yeah, we don't mind.
Yeah, but he said that he had added some extra dinosaur awesomeness, which is true.
I like to support. I really like to support developers.
He also sent us some mini animal dinosaurs. This is a Cadbury product.
Now, that will take.
I had some of that earlier.
Fruity Triceratops.
Absolutely. He also called you Diplodocus.
Diplodocus, yeah.
And I'm Velociraptor.
He's obviously a dinosaur fan. So this is an app for kids who like dinosaurs?
Well, I don't know. I haven't gotten that far yet. We simply opened up the package. There was no ricin in it that I can see.
That's a good thing.
Dino Runner. So we'll check it out. Thank you so much, Luke. I love my app cap. It's actually extremely comfortable.
That's a good way to get your attention. Send you a hat.
I mean, I'd wear it to a Giants game, but I got to make sure it's not against
a panda you can borrow. Borrow the panda.
I will borrow the panda. But my app cap has almost nothing to do with dinosaurs except the fact that the age group might like dinosaurs as well. You're going to love this. Our very own Brooke McQuinn, his sister-in-law is a teacher. That his sister-in-law worked on an iPad app for students.
Oh, that's neat.
Yeah, it's called Euclid, as in the sheep.
Now I get it.
C-L-I-D.
Sheeps are going to teach you maths.
Sheeps are teaching us the numbers. But what's great about this is, here, I'll go back to the very, very beginning. So I've got this cute little Euclid sheep here.
Oh, he's so cute. I like him.
So I go ahead and say, all right, well, I've got a farm, I've got a general store, but let's just go ahead. I want to play. Let's get started. What's neat about this, and I go, second grade math. You've got kindergarten, first grade, second grade, or third grade. These are the courses. So I'll go straight into second grade. Now, doesn't this look kind of familiar? It's sort of an Angry Birds type of a thing. Kids love this, right? So you've got, you know, all these levels, and you have
to. Smart.
Isn't that great? Which shows an even number of animals. So it's not just like 2 plus 2.
Ooh,
it's
this is hard. Ooh. I would say the third group over there.
Yeah, so we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. We got 3. So yes.
Yay. All right. Hey, I'm as smart as a third grader.
Which shows an odd number of animals.
Oh,
this one.
Yeah. Oh, you're smarter
two
than
a
third grader.
Two in a row. I'm pretty smart. So this is, you know, this is actually. This
you
is,
always said you were good at math, but now I believe
now
it.
Now you know for a fact. And it's timing you, too. So it's not just. Hey, what's even and odd? It's how quickly are you recognizing
this
stuff?
I'm a big believer in this kind of stuff. It really is, makes it fun to learn for kids. It's not drill and kill.
Sorry, I stopped paying attention.
And they really enjoy it, and it rewards them in a nice way. And they learn the concepts this way. I think this is just great.
Yeah,
just great.
So let me just get through this so you can see what happens when you're done. Sorry, there's 10 of them. Odd number. Woo. And, yeah, and this is actually kind of like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
It's getting harder, isn't it?
Yeah.
Impressive.
Ooh,
thank you.
You're impressive. 10 in a row. That means you get second grade math master.
And I've unlocked a chapter. My next chapter now, I can move on, right, to chapter
great.
Two.
This
What's
is
cool?
Good.
Yeah, isn't it great?
So this is Burke's sister-in-law did
yeah.
this?
Yeah. Yeah, she's a teacher. I don't know exactly where she teaches. But this is a
very
really nice
nicely
app.
Done. Yeah.
Yeah. No, of course, you know, you get points, so you get basically virtual currency. So you can go ahead and, you know, get some stuff in your store. And
do you get a farm?
Well, you can start to build one as you unlock.
Love that.
Basically
I'm
going to
learn
levels.
My first grade math.
So you got animals, you got equipment, you got buildings. You can see, you know, what you have to unlock in order to get there. Obviously, I just started, so I've got a ways to go. You know, level one isn't good enough. But this will be my farm once I start buying stuff at the store. And Leo, you would like that part of it.
Yeah, if there's harvesting involved.
You love building
count
stuff.
Count me in. Yeah.
It works really. I think it's quite lovely. And this is for, again, I mean, these are young. This is, you know, primary school kind of stuff.
If you search for E-W-E-C-L-I-D.
That's right. Euclid. Like
you
the
like a sheep.
Sheep.
Yeah.
And then you kind of get into, you know, my next level here is if you're adding two numbers together, 6 plus 6, 6 plus 7, or 7 plus 8, which number is even? So, again, it's like
there was a lot
thinking
of
on the fly.
Stuff like this that was on CD-ROM, you know, from Broderbund and others, and it died when the CD-ROM market collapsed.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing came back. There were some websites, but kids, it shouldn't be a website. The iPad is so well-suited to younger children. This is such a perfect platform. It's personal. A school can afford a few of them. You can use them at home. I just think this is great.
Yeah, I love it. I absolutely love it. It's $2.99, $3. If you've got a younger kid or anybody really, I guess, who's just
anybody who likes sheep.
I mean,
farms,
this is the sort of thing. It's like I like playing because it makes me feel really good about myself.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, gosh, I'm going to get it right every time. But if you've got a first grader who can benefit from something like this, and maybe they're super into iPad apps, this is a structure. They won't even know that they're learning math. It's like a game. It's
right.
like a very familiar game. It's like a cut the rope type of a thing.
Yeah. Speaking
anyway,
of which.
Speaking of.
I shipped my pants.
Yeehaw.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
I knew I'd get you on that one. I just wanted to. Have you seen the Kmart ad?
No.
Oh,
I shipped my pants?
Yeah.
They say that?
Yeah.
You're
There's
kidding.
A whole thing. And then somebody says, I shipped my drawers. And it is the funniest ad. And I've been just loving it. It's very bold. But by the way, Kmart does have an app. It's an iPhone app in which you can. Yeah, here's the ad. Oh, you're not going to see a Psy ad. Don't do that because then they'll pull it.
Yeah.
The Psy people pulled our This Week in YouTube and
ship
blocked
my pants.
Our channel.
Right here? Ship my pants. You're kidding.
You can ship your pants right here.
You hear that? I can ship my pants for free.
Wow. I just may ship my pants.
Yeah, ship your pants. Billy, you can ship your pants too.
I can't wait to ship my pants, Dad.
I just shipped my pants, and it's very convenient.
Very convenient.
I just shipped my drawers.
I just shipped my nightie.
Oh, my God, I can't hear anymore.
If you can't find what you're looking for in store, we'll find it at Kmart.com.
Right. Or on their great app where you can ship your pants for free. I thought I'd get these.
Is that your app cap?
Well, I just wanted to mention it. These lace high-cut shorts, free shipping. Love it.
Lace high-cut shorts.
Well, they're pants.
You can ship them.
I can ship those, too. So,
Kmart, you so funny. See what you did there? It sounds so close.
Nothing like bathroom humor to really galvanize the adults.
You know, yeah, it makes me want to shop.
I shop my pants. So, the folks from Zepto Labs are back. We loved Cut the Rope. That was an app cap many times. They've got a new one just came out a couple of days ago called Cut the Rope Time Travel. I got to show you here. Let's play it. It's in portrait mode, as all the Cut the Rope games are. These are physics games where you solve a puzzle. In this case, you got to get Om Nom, who is our little feller, to get his little candies. Let's just press the play button here. We could see the beginning story. There's Om Nom.
He's the cutest.
Loves his. Wait a minute. There's a time traveling machine.
Oh, where's he
it's
going?
It's been sent to the year 2013, and there goes his candy. Oh no!
Oh, I love him.
Isn't he cute?
So cute.
This is a good game for kids too, because it does teach you a certain kind of logic. It's a fun game. And timing is very important, but you also have to solve these puzzles, and I think this is good for your brain. So
this is something that only works in portrait mode.
Yes, and that's why we're in portrait mode
right
now. So slide your finger to cut the ropes, feed candies to both Om Noms. So here's a Viking Om Nom.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so
in the path just
slice those ropes. They're both going to eat.
That's easy.
This is the first one, obviously. It gets harder and harder. But yeah, little new game. This is, I think, a couple of bucks. From Zepto Labs, Om Nom's back, ladies and gentlemen, with yet another fabulous Cut the Rope adventure, Cut the Rope time travel. I haven't gotten far enough to really know if it's more than just Viking helmets, but...
there's got to be
more to
it, right? You're in the Viking era.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So this is Cut the Rope time travel HD, right? It must be.
Yeah, there's HD at $2.99, and then there's, of course, an iPhone version, and I'm not very good at this.
You're never very good at the stuff.
There we go. Fed Om Nom and his little buddy. Really? You don't think I'm good at these games?
Well.
I was pretty good at Angry Birds. It's like Angry Birds.
It's all the same idea.
So you got to cut here. That's going to do that. And then that's going to do that. And boom, like that. You get the idea.
You sound so enthusiastic.
So exciting.
ZeptoLab.com.
Really trying to get back to my tapped out Simpsons gaming. This is just slowing me down.
I mean, okay, let's talk about that for a second, just because I was really proud. I didn't say anything before the show.
Yeah.
A lot of you who watch our show live.
I haven't yet done this show on, you know why I haven't done this game on the show?
Don't do it now. The show's over.
It's too addictive.
Thanks everyone for watching this episode of iPad today.
Over.
We love you so much. You're the best audience in the world, better than all those other audiences.
Right.
Blah, stinky, those other ones. You guys are the cool.
I think.
You guys are the jam.
I think you're the winners.
We will ship your pants. I promise.
Actually, there's a big update I see. I'm downloading some more stuff. They changed the gameplay.
And thanks, everybody. See you next week on iPad Today.